WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. Inflation is at the top of the Fed's to-do list. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says officials meeting today may let interest rates stay as they are.
All eyes will be on the Federal Reserve when it convenes its two-day policy meeting. There are a lot of opinions about what the Fed should do. The most likely outcome, according to economists, is that the Fed will not take any action at this meeting, leaving the federal funds rate at 5.25% to 5.5%.
And we should learn about that decision at about 2 Eastern time, in about 5 hours. The economics have not been good for Writers Guild members who've been on strike and without paychecks for 5 months in a dispute over pay and artificial intelligence. Guild member Adriana Wright.
It's hard. I hear people saying it's hard. We are tired. People need money. People are really, really struggling.
Union negotiators are expected to meet with studio reps today on day 6 of the auto workers' strike. Still no indication of any progress toward settling it. Climate-related disasters like hurricanes have been sending insurance rates through the proverbial roof. Here's CBS's Ben Tracy.
Scientists say that climate change is fueling this pileup of more intense disasters, and that's causing a reckoning for insurance companies that also face higher costs to rebuild homes due to inflation. They're now either jacking up premiums for disaster coverage or pulling out altogether in places where the risks are now just too high.
The FDA says not yet for a new allergy medicine. CBS's Stacy Lynn has more from Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration said no to Neffy, at least for now. Neffy's a nasal spray being tested to treat severe allergic reactions. It would be the first needle-free option, so you wouldn't have to poke your kids. This mom hopes it eventually will get approved, eliminating the need for an EpiPen.
Having allergies is traumatic enough. Injecting them with epinephrine just adds to that trauma.
King Charles has just arrived in France, and as CBS's Vicky Barker tells us, the French seem to be a bit lukewarm toward him.
This was the scene when the late Queen Elizabeth visited Paris in 2014. Yeah! Long live the Queen, Parisians cried. Paris 2023, and these Parisians are, comment dit-on, apathetic.
Nothing special for me, actually.
King Charles, isn't as important, as symbolic as Elizabeth.
This retro Kraft commercial tells us how easy it is to add American cheese to a sandwich.
Two slices of American singles. They're individually wrapped, so they're easy to open.
But Kraft has recalled some 83,000 cases of that processed American cheese because some of the wrapping is staying on the slices. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Wauwatosa Common Council has given approval for a $400 million mixed-use development near the former Boston store site at Mayfair. The project will feature about 1,000 market-rate apartments and over 12,000 square feet of retail space. Construction is expected to be done in 3 phases over a span of 10 to 12 years. The founder of a Milwaukee nonprofit meant to help minority business owners is being investigated for her handling of almost $3 million of COVID relief funds. Cynthia Brown runs CRC Employment and Entrepreneurial Services. A report from Wisconsin Watch and WPR says despite her mission to assist diverse businesses, she spent the entire initial grant of $1 million in just 5 months without allegedly properly documenting expenditures. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I want to thank County Executive David Crowley for spending the last hour with us. And I want to welcome back Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. How you doing, Dr. Craig?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
I don't know, Dr. Craig, because I really don't know. I mean, I really am in a quandary. What's happening to the Republican Party and, you know, really the nation is nothing to sneeze at. It is as dangerous a time as I think it's ever been in my lifetime, because these people who are wearing, you know, that Republican banner, just don't seem to have the best interest of the nation at heart. The GOP and Kevin McCarthy and the Freedom Caucus or whatever those people are called. This continued battle, Dr. Craig, that they are having with the national debt. And I think this time, Dr. Craig, they're not going to be able to pull this thing through. And the pain that is going to be dealt to the American people, I mean, to demand an 8% cut in programs that are necessary for many people to survive because they want to see a wall built. Or they want to make sure that, Joe Biden is criminally charged. I mean, these are insane thoughts, Dr. Craig, to punish the American people for this is that these people who are now in these positions of power really don't care, Dr. Craig. And what frightens me is that the average American who's included in those 8% cuts, meaning Republicans as well, either don't see that or they're just so blinded by these people that it's almost going to be too late when they realize the mistakes they're making supporting these people.
Yeah, so I think it's important to see it in context, because one way to view it is we're just unlucky. Mentally very unhealthy people happen to be in charge, right? or in key positions. And it's not random. It is part, it's not a conspiracy if it's true, right? And in the 1970s, a bunch of very wealthy people and corporate America decided that working people getting too much, and they started building this.
Right.
And they built, and part of it was duping average people and taking over one of the major parties. And we saw this in Newt Gingrich. I mean, when Bob Michael, he was the House Minority Leader before Clinton lost the 1994 election. The Democrats lost the House.
Right.
And Newt Gingrich became Speaker. He resigned because he said the new breed led by people, Newt Gingrich, didn't want to govern. They just wanted to break things. And Gingrich is the one who started with the government shutdowns, which is the moment we're in right now. And he got rebuffed. So they backed off for a while from those tactics. But it wasn't because they wouldn't stop at nothing to get their way. And their way here is to gut the entire Great Society and New Deal. Because what they really want to do is gut all the major social supports that are left for seniors, for low-income people, for veterans, for people with disabilities,
children.
It goes on and on. Right?
Children,
they just want to
yes.
gut them. Yes, and right, especially children. That's a bigger group, obviously,
than Dr. Craig, I
mentioned, other than seniors. And so now you have this thing where there are enough votes in the House, actually, to fulfill the debt limit deal. They made a deal, and they're reneging on it, on the budget. Okay, they agreed to budget targets in the debt deal, and now they're reneging because they're letting the Freedom Caucus control it. And why are they doing that? Remember the old Hastert rule, Earl, where they said that you couldn't bring anything for a vote that wouldn't pass only with Republicans?
Yeah, Dennis Hastert.
Well, that's what's going on here. So the what's left of the rational Republican Party, and there's a whole lot of dimensions. There's a lot of people who are very extreme in this in the group that would vote. That would vote to not close the government, they need to cross the Freedom Caucus and work with Democrats. It'll pass easily. They refuse to do so because they're complicit. You see the same thing with Trump. So the whole party is complicit with its most extreme elements.
Okay, okay. So, Dr. Craig, everything you said is factual. But what I don't understand is the voters who vote for those people don't understand that these people are looking to destroy their way of life? They don't understand that?
Unfortunately, there's a huge distinction between, you know, very engaged citizens, the kind of people who listen to your show, right?
Right.
And just average voters. Average voters do not have the time or inclination, nor have we inculcated the notion of citizenship that says that they should study issues and policy
right.
directly. So they tend to flow to whatever side they think is their side, their identity. And so there's a loyal mass to what is the conservative position, even though this has totally changed the definition of the word conservative. It's not conservative by any historic definition. And so that's the problem. They're not paying that much attention. They're just believing what their side says. That's why Fox News was critical, because they can turn on Fox News and this is all defended. Nixon couldn't get away with as much because they didn't have the right-wing media, and he used and wanted built, which was something that would have allowed him not to have to resign or to even be successfully impeached for Watergate. And that was built not in time for him, but in time for Donald Trump. So that's the challenge here. And that's why it's a threat to democracy, Earl.
You know, Dr. Craig, to say that we are going to shut down the government if we don't get the wall built, or we are going to shut down government, if we don't get a trial for President Biden, and to impact and affect all of these people, you know, is just mind-boggling to me, Dr. Craig, and really it's a disservice to the American people, and we see this coming, Dr. Craig, and what bothers me is it's almost impossible to stop it. We know the damage
that this is going to cause.
Huh?
Look at Wisconsin.
I was going to get to Wisconsin.
If we can't keep legislative maps that guarantee we have a large majority and control state government, then we're going to impeach a Supreme Court justice who's not made a single ruling. So it's the same thing. That's part of the disease. They use every lever of power. The problem has been that our side has refused to use all of its levers of power. You saw how cautious Merrick Garland was in prosecuting what was an attempted insurrection by a president. He finally was embarrassed by the January 6th committee hearings, which were a great thing, into pursuing the evidence right in front of the whole face of the Department of Justice. And so that's what we got to think about, both here in Wisconsin and there, how to defeat this. Now, they may be able to close the government. If the Republicans will not join with the Democrats and vote through a budget with their colleagues in the Senate, which who are doing that, then they will close the government down. Well, that is what harmed Gingrich, because then people stopped getting their checks and their support, and it became real to a lot more people, right? People said, what is going on, right? I can't get my medical service at the VA because the government shut down. And so that, and so unfortunately, they may have to relearn the lesson of the 1990s.
Well, you know, Dr. Craig, I remember well Newt Gingrich, and he was gaining all this power in his contract on America, for America. But that turned out to be a contract on America. And his stay at the top was short. And basically, as you stated, because of what he did. Well, that's back now. And I'm just afraid, Dr. Craig, that the Republicans who in the Senate and even a handful at the House level fail to understand that some of these people are playing a game. And it's a dangerous game that you know, at a time that the economy is where it is, it can bring full-out recession. And the damage, Dr. Craig, to the average citizen is going to be a tantamount to, you know, the damage that was done during COVID.
I think in this situation, what, you know, leadership is determined by the times. You have to lead appropriate to the times, not just what your personality is or how you wish things to be. I think one of Governor Evers's huge mistakes has been that he has tried to be the grown-up and then signed off on very bad budget deals and disastrous this time for public education and shared revenue for Milwaukee in order to avoid a crisis, like a budget impact.
Right.
Well, sometimes you have to, like, be able to call their bluff. Because the alternative here, if the Republicans will not move and discipline their own members, and maybe they have political figures and powers that fund them on the inside, I don't know what they're doing. Hopefully they're pushing in the right direction. Then the only alternative is to go along with the hostage takers and execute the hostages, or to call their bluff and go through the crisis. And I think that's what Evers should have done, and that's what I think Biden is more likely to do. I haven't seen much evidence that they're going to capitulate to these demands.
We've got to go to a break. Phone number 844-967-2789. What say you? My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back.
As an emergency medical technician, I hope motorists can remember these four life-saving words. Buckle up, phones down. It means wear a seatbelt, every seat, every trip. And when driving, stay focused on the road ahead. Protect yourself, spare your family, and emergency responders from needless trauma.
Do your part to help us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 80. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 58. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 78. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to Gene from Eau Claire. Good morning to you, Gene. How you doing?
Doing good, especially since I turned on this show. And thank you so much, the both of you, and thank you for having Dr. Craig on, because this is so important for our state. I became aware of this kind of movement, I think I would call it more than anything, by people who are of well means, who also have multinational corporations. But I watched this happen in our state where ALEC moved in.
Yes.
Americans for the Prosperous. I'm sorry to say it that way, but that's what it appears to be to me.
The Bradley Foundation.
The law firm.
The Bradley Foundation.
Yep. And you know, when I'm on the other side of the state, we don't get this information. But I learned about the Devil's Advocates radio show because I've been noticing things. And also on YouTube, I saw for the first time, because they weren't letting us know on our side of the state, of the protests going on, you know, for the white right to work for less. And I couldn't believe it. And I listened to Right Wing Radio and fought back every single day at my local radio and called people, please, please, come on, they got to hear your voice. Because they would say the same themes over and over again. I could just about guess what they were going to cover, because I'd listen in the morning, because they, our public radio station was influenced by Walker. Remember, they were threatening to take their findings right. and kick them out of the place that they were at. And I noticed we weren't getting the information we used to from them. And I thought, where, you know, where can I get this information? And I noticed these themes coming out, you know, and I talked to people who listen to this, these particular radio stations in my area. And they'd repeat, you know, oh, yeah, these teachers, they don't, you know, they don't work. You know, they get all this free time. They're running down the teachers. They're running down unions. They're running down all these different things, you know. And you could only call in once and try to fight back. And anyway, I noticed that I thought, this is odd. So I started checking other states. And I noticed that there were movements in, like, North Carolina, I think it was, and there were some others. And then when they were passing bills in the state of Wisconsin with no authors on it. So then I started, you know, Googling and looking and searching in some of the legal documents in other places, like where, you know, where have they had this kind of law go through and who's fighting it and things like that. Sure enough, they were going in those purple states, putting these different laws through, and I thought, well, that's where they got it from. Then
Hey, Gene, thank you very much. We're up against the break. Dr. Craig, you want to respond at all to what Gene was saying?
Well, she's being a very good citizen, so right. I commend every her example. And I would also say six of our eight members of Congress are Republican. Ask them where they are on government shutdown. And all of them apparently are on board for impeachment, according to a story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So they need to hear that. And every Republican legislator, and most people, because of the way their districts are cut, live in Republican districts. Ask them if they're why they want to impeach Janet Protasiewicz and overturn the will of the people. So that I think that people need to be very good citizens. That's the key thing here. She's right about Alec. I've seen comical displays at the state legislature, you know, starting in the early Walker years, where the legislator couldn't explain any example of in Wisconsin that justified the bill or where the bill came from. And it became very clear they were simply introducing a template bill from Alec, right? And they would just say, well, it could hypothetically, theoretically happen here. Just, you know, that's what was going on. They just thought it's like, I mean, it's a kind of plagiarism if you think about it, but it's not what people think they're electing their legislators to do.
Hey, Dr. Craig, got to get you to hold that thought. Tom, we'll get you on the other side. 844-967-2789. Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action and You. We'll be right back.
Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. CBS News Brief. Federal Reserve officials wrap up their two-day policy meeting today with inflation at the top of the to-do list. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says they may decide to hold interest rates steady.
At the very least, pausing before the last two meetings of the year will give the Federal Reserve more information as its decision-making process continues.
More than 4 months into the writer's strike against Hollywood Studios, contract talks set to resume today. Los Angeles Times senior entertainment writer Meg James.
It will be incumbent for both sides to try to sort of find a middle ground. Everyone is just exhausted. People have been tired of being out of work for 5 months. You know, people's tensions are high.
The FDA says not now to new allergy medicine. CBS's Alexander Tin.
ARS Pharmaceuticals, developer of an epinephrine nasal spray it had branded as Neffy, disclosed the FDA is now calling for more data after repeat doses.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A new city administrator has been picked for Waukesha. The employment contract for Anthony Brown has been approved by the city council. He'll officially start his role November 20th. With Brown currently serving out his time as administrator in Port Washington. Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley is expressing enthusiasm for his appointment, citing qualifications and the expectation that he will benefit both city employees and residents. A beer district should be considered. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson is pitching the idea of creating an entertainment zone in the parking lots surrounding American Family Field. The district would potentially include restaurants, hotels, or apartments, mirroring the successful Deer District near the Fiserv Forum. The proposal comes amid the need for significant investments to maintain and renovate American Family Field. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Somewhere that should be for all the world to see, a statue of a fool made of stone, an image of a man who let love slip through his hand and then let him stand there all alone. So build a statue and oh, so the world can see, then inscribe the world. greatest fool and name it after me.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Thank you, Tom. How you doing, man? Tom, are you there? Okay, let's go to CJ. Good morning, CJ.
Good morning, Earl and Dr. Craig. Thank you for taking my call. I really do appreciate it. As you know, many of the hosts are afraid to discuss issues with me. And, you know, we're living the Democrats, President Biden, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff policies. We're living your policies right now. And the mere fact that now the border is seeing 9,000 plus per day, 300 dying plus per day from fentanyl. And this president wants to talk about climate change at the UN. How freaking disgusting. It's amazing to me that your party and you gentlemen, I appreciate your Democrats. You believe in the Democrat Party, but your Democrat Party is long gone. It's all about social restitution.
Hey CJ. What I know is I listen to conservatives like Charlie Sykes, who you couldn't out conservative if you lived to be 500. Charlie Sykes has jumped off the bandwagon for the conservative movement today, and many others like him have jumped off the bandwagon. You want to talk about what happened to the Democratic Party? The issue is what's happening to the conservative and Republican Party. As a matter of fact, the internal fight and rot in that party right now is leading this to leading this nation to a government shutdown. So you can talk about the Democrats all you want to. The issue right now is the Republicans fighting a battle internally that is going to lead this nation to a government shutdown.
Well, you know what? It's about frickin' time. Because your grandbaby, Earl, owes $100,000 already to the government. And your party won't consider. See, this is your strategy. You're going to demonize the Republicans because they're trying. Yeah, they're fighting over how big a cut to make. Because your party won't discuss it, but it's a strategy to you. You aren't discussing. Schumer doesn't put forward a budget. He just, it's all political ploy.
Hey CJ, again, the battle is internally with the Republican Party. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig.
Couple things on that. CJ seems completely unaware of the relationship between climate change and mass migration. The climate change we already had has made the places 600 million people live in the world uninhabitable, and there are 10 billion people. It will get much worse if we don't act. So Biden, if CJ and the right cared about migration, they would be doing everything to stop climate change, because it's going to get much, much more severe as more and more people in the Southern Hemisphere have no other alternative. Secondly, the Democratic Party supports immigration reform that would actually fix our broken immigration system. The bloc since George W. Bush failed to immigration reform has been the Republican Party and their use of the filibuster. And they enjoy this politically because they can rev up people like CJ and rev them up against people who are seen as other, who are not seen as having full human rights, right? And then they also keep the system broken, so it keeps giving politically, and it also keeps giving their main payers, businesses, cheap labor to undercut union labor, and exploit, because people don't have documented status, so they can be exploited. It's not their fault. It's business's fault. And so the Republican Party is at the heart of the whole immigration crisis, if it's even a crisis now. It will be later if we don't address climate change, because what's happening now will look like nothing compared to the mass migration from Southern and Central America if we do not halt runaway climate change.
Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Hey, Earl, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. And second, I'd love a fact checker, just like Donald Trump needs a fact checker on him, on CJ. Because CJ, I see you've already fallen for another lie, which is saying that the Democrats do not have a budget, which is a complete lie that McCarthy said yesterday, and now you've fallen for that one as well. That is not true, and everyone needs to know that that is not true. Also, I think instead of us calling things government, honestly, every time if we could just change the word government to we the people every time we speak, maybe then people would start taking the personal responsibility for their government, and maybe then we would start seeing actually government being a good name rather than what Ronald Reagan made it into. The other thing is, if I work for a company and I hate the product, I'm not going to be with that company very long. And if Republicans' whole idea is to, you know, drown government, we the people, into a bathtub, then why are they working in that, you know, for that position? They should be out of that position, because if they're trying to destroy the very entity that they work for. And that just never made sense to me. And like I said, everything I say, instead of saying government, I say we the people. Because we the people really need to start realizing it is about us. It is.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Good morning, Earl, Dr. Craig. I just want to bring your attention to what's happening in New York City with the migrant crisis in New York City alone.
We know about it.
It's up to 125, okay? And part of that is because we have uncontrolled migration that is overwhelming the border currently. And part of this is it's also happening in Chicago, I should mention. They're putting all these people in schools. There's backlash and what have you. As far as the climate change is concerned.
Hey, hold on, Dave, before you go further, did you just hear Dr. Craig say that Democrats have tried to come up with a solution for the issues at the border, and yet Republicans have refused to address those issues?
Because if you look at the way President Biden, he was just in New York City.
No, we're talking about even before President Biden. The Democrats have been trying to...
I'm also talking about, look at the situation where President Biden ignored the mayor of New York City. They have no... They don't talk to one another. They have no interest... He will not return his phone call.
Again, though, David, what Dr. Craig was saying is... This didn't just start with President Biden. This has been an ongoing issue. Republicans have not been willing to agree to address what needs to happen with you know, immigration in this country. And this is what we've got because they've refused to sit down and work this thing out.
There is if you look at the state of California where Tom is at, The Governor Newsom is offering all sorts of benefits to people that are not legal citizens in the state of California. And that's a problem, because why are they getting those benefits when you have U.S. citizens that maybe they should get?
So, Dave, hang on a
second.
That dilutes
the U.S. citizenship to being where we literally have, like, no country. If we're just allowing anybody just to walk in.
Hang on a second. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to David?
And I'm not going to avow that because that citizenship makes you a human with human rights and that other humans do not have human rights. And I point to any world religion for authority on that. But let me just say, there's an overall comprehensive broken immigration system. And Biden's having to work within a broken system. With limited means, because he doesn't can't pass anything through Congress because of Republicans, because Republicans refuse to fix the immigration system because they don't want to fix it. And that's been true since George W. Bush failed to get immigration reform. You know, Reagan did it. Bush tried to do it and couldn't. And no Republican has tried since. And this is in their party. And so when you talk about President Biden not helping Mayor Adams in New York, that's not a debate over immigration reform. That's a matter of who pays for the cost of the current system and for Republican governors busing people from Texas or sending them from Florida up to New York. That is not about fixing immigration. The immigration system is broken. That helps Republicans politically because it helps foment the upset, the politics that we've heard on two of your callers, Earl, in this segment. And then furthermore, it provides really vulnerable workers to the businesses and the corporate leaders that actually fund their campaigns. So they're responsible, but they love being able to blame Biden.
I think we just lost Dr. Craig. He'll call back. David, you want to respond? Did we lose David as well? Oh, go ahead, David.
Hello?
Yeah.
President Biden is actually, as we speak, is selling the unfinished pieces of the fencing
for
the border wall
for pennies on the dollar. But you didn't respond to what Dr. Craig was saying was at the root of this, and the fact that it's been an issue now through these different presidents.
And what I'm saying is the wall needs to be finished,
well,
number one. Number two, we have to focus.
Well, we wouldn't need a wall we wouldn't need a wall, as Dr. Craig was saying, if Republicans would sit down, roll up their sleeves, and work out what is at the root of it, David. It's not at the root of it. It's not build the wall. That's not the answer.
If you look at Europe and what they're doing, they're building walls all over the place because of mass migration all over. And yes, you need to protect your country from any person. It doesn't make you safer if you don't have essentially a controlled border. You got to have a controlled border, plain and simple.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig.
Yeah, no one serious who studied our border thinks a wall is the solution. It's an example of how Republicans don't want a solution. They want to keep the crisis going and to wall out people we want to define as other. You still, even if a wall was successful, let's grant him the premise, then you still, under international law, need a just system for people claiming asylum. And you need a just system that when you think about the mass migration we're generating, because the United States has produced a quarter of all the carbon in the atmosphere. We are destroying the lands of a lot of the folks who are migrating, and many more will migrate. So not taking on climate change actually makes it impossible for any solution to work, because there will be hundreds and hundreds of millions of people from the Southern Hemisphere migrating here and in other Northern Hemisphere countries.
All right, we got to go to the break. Karina, I'll see you. We'll get you and the rest. We'll be right back.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about five minutes.
It was
like
a week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with a slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Highs level off around 80. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Lows level off around 58. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 78. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to Karina. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. You know what? I'm listening to all of this, and I'm thinking, how does it make sense to any American who, even on a fixed income, who's paying taxes every year, even on the fixed income, to the government, who is actually thinks that it's more important to give money to Ukraine for world dominance than to your own disabled children? I just don't get it. This is just like, I understand what Dr. Greg is talking about. People are overwhelmed. People are working for several jobs, have kids. It's a hard life to go through every day, because you run in a circle constantly. But the thing is, it's my taxes. Why those taxes going somewhere where I don't agree? And they not helping us. What are you going to be a dominant of if you don't have people? You don't have country. If you don't have peace and prosperity in your own country internally, what are you doing outside? And that's just my soul scream, Earl.
Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig.
Well, I very much agree, Karina, in terms of priorities. We have to focus. We are not focusing on top priorities. Disabled kids, she mentioned, child care, public education, guaranteeing health care that people can afford to everyone, and that's in crisis right now. I agree with that. I'm not sure I would target Ukraine. I wouldn't as the worst thing we're doing instead. I mean, I would take the massive Trump corporate tax cuts, biggest in American history, that he wants to double down on.
Again,
on
yes.
That if he becomes president. As much bigger, I would say the $600 million proposed subsidy to the brewers here in Wisconsin. It's a 100 millionaire owner who had who bought the team for $225 million. It's worth $1.6 billion now, and it's appreciating at 12% a year, almost $200 million a year. He doesn't actually need our help at all. He's just shaking us down, and so is Major League Baseball. and we're not funding public education or giving Milwaukee its fair share of revenue to run this city, and the same with Milwaukee County, and the same with Milwaukee Public Schools. So I would agree totally with Trent on the priorities. I think what we're doing in Ukraine is fairly low on the list of you know, wrong priorities. There's a lot of higher, of lower hanging fruit to go after here with the billionaire class and with what a lot of more moderate Democrats support doing with our money.
You know, Dr. Craig, and right here, Governor Evers is going to gavel in. He wants to talk about child care. That is clearly an issue in many others. And Republicans have clearly stated we're not interested in that, right? And again, I don't understand, because they're Republicans who are going to benefit from child care. But yet Robin Vall says, nope, not going to hear that.
Oh, and they say there's a workforce crisis, and it's documented. Business keeps whining about that, the businesses that support Republicans. And yet there's strong evidence documented that a lot of people are staying out of the workforce because they can't afford child care. And so one of the parents has to stay home or work part time, not full time. And so they just don't want any use of democracy, government. Now, you had an earlier caller that said we just shouldn't use the word government. The problem is, because I studied words, got a PhD in rhetoric, that words can, that they'll vilify any word over time. What we have to do is we have to lean into explaining to people what the government is, which is it's our democratic government. It's what we're supposed to be celebrating on July 4th. And how can it be the enemy, an alien force? It's not the king. Now, it could become the king if we lose democracy. That's the threat. It's not the way it's supposed to work, or the way we can make it work if we all get engaged and recreate democracy.
You know, Dr. Craig, things, I don't know what to say, that things are getting better. And maybe on the one hand, they are getting a little better when you see that Democrats may eventually control what happens on the state level at the Supreme Court. And it maybe, you know, people are getting and having enough of this Republican rule that is going on all over the place. And incrementally, things may get better, but I hope they don't get worse before they get better, Dr. Craig.
Well, I think there's a huge threat here of democracy slipping away with this election. There's also the chance, despite all the punditry out there and the negativity, that we could make this next election a landslide and actually have the governing majority to implement the whole Biden agenda. You had an early caller saying this is Biden's and the Democrats' agenda. Most of the agenda didn't get through because of the filibuster. Okay,
right.
Congress is totally broken, and the Republicans are the one who blocked it. That's one of their specialties, is to both prevent good public policy and then to blame the other side for the results.
You know, Dr. Craig, man, it's just never enough time. But I'm glad that we have you at least an hour every week, because there's so many fires that must be put out. Thank you very much, as always, my friend. We'll talk again in a week.
And I appreciate you being here, too, and this radio network.
All right. Earl. Thank you. So thank everybody who made the show go. The county executive, David Crowley, you, the listening audience, Calvin, you, none of this can be done without all of us. I'll see you guys on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
And the piano sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer. And they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here? Oh, la la la, di di da.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.